Blog Talk Radio.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and new one just begun. And so this is Christmas.
Special edition, Over the Top Radio, the Drunk Cast Christmas edition. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm currently joined by my former co-host, the Peach Machine. What's going on, asshole?
There are so many things wrong with you playing that fucking song. Where do you want me to begin?
What kind of problem do you have with the chillin' singing this song, dude? What the fuck?
First and foremost, you did not play the Drunk Cast song, which is my favorite song and the only reason I come on your show. Therefore, this will be the last time ever in 2016 I will come on your fucking show. I promise. And that you can quote me on. Secondly,
yeah, all I gotta do is snap my fingers and you'll be on next Friday.
No, I will reconsider if you do that. Anyway. Who'd you say? Isn't that the Chillin' or something?
The Chillin', like the Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant used to say, the Chillin'.
Oh, okay. I thought that was one of the. Wasn't that fucking Paul McCartney?
That was John Lennon singing. You need to get your Beatles straight,
dude. Yeah.
That's very offensive.
I hate the Beatles.
Like
the Beatles are horrible. And like, bravo. Oh, you're going to have some children sing a Christmas song with you? Like, it's just such pandering garbage. Bleah. I want my goddamn Drunk Cast song. Play it next time.
Maybe I'll play it at the end of the show, but
okay.
I don't know. I'll think about it. You're acting very much like a Donald Trump supporter at the moment. You know,
oh,
I thought that was Rodney's gimmick.
Do not associate
me
with Rodney. Do not associate. Do you like that I forced that gimmick onto Rodney? it would have been funny like if he would have like done it organically, but now I've just declared that he's a Republican with my gimmick for him.
I'm sure he appreciates it very much.
Yeah, he would. That money grubber down there.
Speaking of which,
fat.
I'm kind of disappointed. I didn't get a Christmas card in the mail with a very poorly shitty ass drawing of me going down on Rodney like I did a few years ago. Some fucking assholes. I got some fucking...
Hey, get
Christmas
that drop.
From Guam.
I boycotted fucking Christmas cards because I got in trouble 2 years ago. You may have received one of the Christmas letters that came out as someone else. You know, like the end of the year family, like, hey, it's the Johnsons. We're going to tell you about how we blew each other and fucking we all took a vacation to Costa Rica because we're rich white people. Like, you know, those sort of things.
Yeah.
You know, tells you about Tammy's ice skating trophies and shit like that. So I sent one out as my brother and like very like gaudily, like lavishing, like just bragging basically about how successful he's been and how much money he has and how easy life is. And I mailed it to all the relatives. Needless to say, they don't have quite the same sense of humor as the Peach Machine. And therefore, I said, fuck all you guys, can't take a fucking joke. Nobody's getting shit from me.
Yeah, well, you are kind of an asshole, so I really can't blame him. I also am very sad because I have not received my Matt Seidel yearly update. What's going on with the life of Matt Seidel? I guess that's on a hiatus this year.
Oh, well, you never know what may arise, but yeah, I don't think you're going to be getting a newsletter of that of sorts. Some things may are not to be joked about just yet. Although he's pretty cool with what's happened to him, and you know, has been, you know, come out and said, hey, this is what the fuck, man. I was detained. This is bullshit. And actually, you know, he did repeatedly wanted me to thank everybody who tweeted, you know, hashtag Free Seidel, which was you, Ed, and he appreciates that. And because I got to talk to him one time when he was over there. So, but he'll be back around.
Cool. I'm actually in celebration of Matt Seidel. While you were talking, I was hitting my Matt Seidel vape pen. In fact, I'm going to do it right now. It doesn't have the same effect as the bong because you can't hear the bubbles ripping and shit, but, you know.
That's what he's got to do. He's got to come out with a line of vape pens. That's the angle. Like the fucking Nate Diaz, like him, he needs to go in on it with Nate Diaz. Although Nate Diaz doesn't give a fuck about him or money.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. That would be a cool idea. We'll bring it up in the next pitch meeting.
And it's not like Rusty's the only dude hitting one. I've actually been in the vicinity of people like Jarvis Cottonbelly hitting a Seidel V10. And other people that I'll be cool and remain nameless for the moment.
This is a very 420 friendly show, as everyone knows who's a fan of mine or Ed's. No one's a fan of mine, but you may be a fan of Ed's. I'm learning that no one fucking likes me that much. Anyway, where was I going with that?
I don't know. You're probably going to talk about.
I remember now. I was talking about how we're a 420 friendly show, and I lost my train of thought because I was outside hitting my rig. If you haven't switched to wax exclusively, you're wasting your time. That's all I got to say.
Wax sucks, stupid. Just get the fucking. Well, you do. You just don't know how to smoke them. But wax sucks. I'd rather either smoke the oil or just a regular draw.
What's the difference? What's the difference between the oil? Like, why is the wax suck?
It's not as harsh as smoking the damn wax. The wax fucking just rips my throat apart. It sucks.
Really? It doesn't do that to me at all.
It's probably because you already have cancer and you're immune to the how it feels when it's going in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My
one buddy will bring
some
over once in a while. He's got this fucking glass fucking thing, and he has this comes with a fucking blowtorch. And fucking, it's all crazy with it, man. It's like either gotta take a pussy hit, or if I take a fucking big one, dude, I'll be coughing for like 10 minutes, and then my throat hurts for like the rest of the goddamn night, dude. So I'd rather just either hit the fucking pin or the fucking the original stuff in the bong.
Well, dude, in a perfect world, I would live in California and have access to awesome weed, and we both would, and it wouldn't fucking matter. But you know, where I live and where you live, like, it's sometimes good to not smell like weed. So that's why I like the vape or the rigs, because I take two of those, boom boom, I'm good for a long time. And then, you know, come back a couple hours later, couple more, you know, do it like that. Rather than take like 30 minutes of smoking like grass and smoking actual, you know, constantly grinding all that shit, you know, packing, blah, 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 just, which, you know, I like to do a little bit, but the amount it takes to get the amount I need, it's not worth it. You know what actually I should do is take some time off.
Yeah, it's not that you need so much. It's because you're just so stupid that you don't fucking realize that you're like, okay, it takes a few minutes for it to kick in, so I'm just going to smoke, and then it kicks in. Shit, you could have stopped smoking like half the time ago. So you waste all your weed. Like I tell you this over and over again, but you just don't listen to me. You know, I have experience. I've been doing it for longer than you've been fucking alive. But you just can't fucking get. You can't either. You're like the only person who don't know how to smoke weed.
Keep going. Keep yelling at me about it. No, it just reminded me of the time Joe Rogan was pining on about weed, and fucking Joey Diaz screamed at him about, God damn it, Joe Rogan, you've been smoking weed for 10 fucking years. I've been smoking weed for 50 fucking years. You're going to tell me how to fucking smoke weed? I just felt like that when you just started yelling at me.
Speaking of Joe Rogan, I didn't get high with this person at a Joe Rogan concert, but seeing this person at a Joe Rogan concert made me feel like I was high and on acid. And the one time I went to see Joe Rogan, I happened to go with Big Dave Meltzer. And you really had to experience a comedy club, especially like a Joe Rogan one, where he's going to be talking about shit Dave knows about, because let's be honest, Dave doesn't really know anything other than wrestling MMA. But Joe Rogan goes and tells this fucking 15-minute fucking joke about Mark Coleman. And then when he finished, Dave just leans over, serious face on his look. That didn't happen. And just turn back to watching the show. Just Mark Coleman, I think, going crazy with some Asian hookers or something. I don't know.
Okay, anyway, yeah.
But after the show, we're leaving, and there's this group of people, like, there's like, you know, two guys and two girls, but they're older. Like, these two ladies were like in their late 50s, maybe. Mm-hmm. And they're dressed like they're fucking 19, 20. Mm-hmm. And they're a little heavy for the shit they were wearing. And they were fucking drunk. And one of these bitches falls back into her chair. Her tits pop out. Her leg goes up. She's got no panties on. She's got full beaver. Dave Meltzer gets a full beaver shot, titty shot. He looks at her. He looks back at me. And he gives me the little head nod to look over with this fucking grin on his face that I've never seen in my life in all the time I met Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer was being a perv and telling me to check out the fucking drunk fucking bitch with her tits and pussy hanging out and shit. And with the fucking shit-eating grin, it was like I felt like I just dropped some fucking serious acid or something. I don't know what was going on. It blew my mind.
I would have been funny if he looked at you, gave you the head nod. You looked at it. You looked back at him, and he mouthed to you, 5 fucking stars.
Now that would have topped it, but
yeah,
Dave's such a weirdo, dude. Like, besides that, I went to fucking Wayne Newton, that old dog from Vegas. And the first fucking thing Dave said, like, we asked Dave if he enjoyed the show, and first thing Dave says, all wrestlers should come watch Wayne Newton so they can learn how to work. I swear to fucking God.
That's all he thinks about. 100% yeah. Wrestling.
Yeah. Speaking of which, supposedly they're doing the Christmas show as we speak, but we're probably not
really
good enough to get a call. Yeah, I haven't even got the text about it fucking the last couple years. I've fallen so far down the ladder.
Really? You've fallen down the list? I mean, I knew I was off the list once I stopped listening to the shows and interacting entirely.
Yeah. But Brian has to have his little crew of kiss asses that he can be the bully and talk shit to. And he knows it would be the opposite way if he called him here. I'd have to lay the smack down on his fucking fake Mexican ass.
you resent him because he's only partially a Mexican and you're completely a Mexican?
I resent him for many things. Also, I'm very resentful that my godniece is being raised totally white because, you know, he ain't teaching her nothing about Mexicans or Hispanic.
His Hispanic roots. Yeah, whatever the hell her name is, she needs to learn about her fucking... She needs to learn about her Hispanic heritage from her lily-ass white parents.
And you know what's funny is Whitney speaks more Spanish than Brian does, and she's the one that totally white. You know he's half white, but
she's albino.
Yeah, but like all Mexicans should have tamales on Christmas because you know
exactly
we don't have those.
Exactly.
So we can have something to open because we're poor. But you know, Paige,
they can put her on a
goddamn
donkey and ride in on a donkey like she's Jesus. That'd be good. That's Mexicans love donkeys. That's how I seen them in the cartoons. you could make her, you know, they could make leave enchiladas out for Santa, or what do you guys call them down there? El Jefe? El Jefe Claus?
We call him Santa Claus, dude. Come on now. I live in Texas, not Mexico.
El Santo Closo. I forgot. I actually fucking... I used to know what it was. I'm not going to look it up. I don't care. Yeah, so your godniece definitely needs to be... Yeah, we need to get her, you know... I mean, she's almost, what, one? She needs to be crapping out children pretty soon here if she wants to really be a Mexican.
Well, let's give her 12 years, dude. Come on.
I mean, she's one. Cut the cord. Jesus Christ. Let's go.
Right?
I mean, at one, what did Jesus already do? What had he already done? A bunch of miracles, probably.
Yeah. Did you see that picture of her with Santa Claus? I mean, a Mexican baby would not be afraid of Santa Claus, dude. Come on now.
A Mexican Jesus with Santa Claus? No, I didn't see this photo.
No. Paisley took a photo with Santa Claus.
Oh, no, because I'm sure that's on Facebook.
And she was losing her goddamn mind, like terrified of the Santa Claus. And this poor old man is sitting there holding this baby, freaking out, and he's trying to smile, but the whole time he's like, "What the fuck?" It's like, I hope Brian tipped that fucking Santa Claus.
Man, I feel bad for Santa Clauses. They get a bad rap. Like all they really want to do is just, you know, fucking make a couple extra bucks on the holidays. You know, this is the only thing in life they can use their weight problem for an advantage. You know, maybe on a bowling league that would help you as well. But, you know, if they just want to see the joy and the tenderness in a child's smile and giggle this time of year, and we make them out to be pedophiles, and they're not pedophiles. they're just dudes who got some extra blubber and some fucking scraggly facial hair, and are probably a little below the poverty line. That's all. They're probably not going to diddle your kids.
Do we know that they take they check your background and shit to get this job? I mean, you know, they might have to go through some extensive research and stuff. So.
I'm pretty sure the people who oversee Uber oversee the Christmas union, the Santa union. Ironic.
Yeah.
I mentioned Uber and a union.
And also, you're kind of wrong. It's the Mexican chillin', they don't have to worry about Santa Claus. They got to worry about fucking Father Timothy that's running the church.
Exactly. The priests are the pedophiles, not Santa.
Yeah.
You know, it really seems like a cottage industry is waiting to, you know, the crossover. I can't believe more priests aren't, you know, volunteering to be Santas, or is that just like too right on the nose? Is that just like poking your dick through the hole at the fucking at the ice cream store?
Well, do we know? I mean, do you know any fucking Santa Claus personally? Do you go up to the mall and say, "How you doing? I respect you for the job you do," and tell them all that? No, you fucking don't.
I will this year. I will. I absolutely will not. But I will pretend that I will. a little bit longer, and now I'll give it up. I'm not doing that. What are you going to do for what are you going to do for Xmas?
For Xmas? I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
So I get the day off from UPS because I just fucking finally survived my 20th fucking peak season at UPS. So instead of going to work, I'm going to celebrate Christmas by fucking staying in my fucking bed for like 24 hours, only getting up to fucking piss shit and get high. And that's what I'm doing. And then I'm supposed to go back early on Monday, but fuck that, I'm going to take me a second day, and then I'll go back on Tuesday.
No, if you went back on Monday, though, wouldn't you probably be making, like, extra money because it's Christmas?
No, because Christmas is Sunday, stupid, so that's why we get Sunday off and we're going Monday. It's weird, though, because usually we get 2 days. We only get paid 1 day for Christmas, but usually we get 2 days, but because it's on Sunday, we usually get the day before, so we don't even work Saturday, so it's like, fuck. So we only get paid, we get 2 days off, and we only get paid for one, so I'm going to take 2 days off, and I'll only get paid for one.
Nice.
So they're on their fucking own on Monday, goddammit. Plus we start early on Sunday, so we have to start early on Monday, because it's like a Sunday, and we have to start at 8, which is the time that Raw starts. I'd rather watch Raw and get high than have to fucking go to work.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. You should absolutely blow off work and get high and watch Raw.
Yeah.
I approve.
I earned a 20 fucking peak seasons, man. That shit sets a lot.
Yeah, and fuck them, dude. Who cares? Like, they're not going to fire you. Dude, those motherfuckers, though, they worked their ass off driving. Motherfucker dropped some shit off at my house last night at like 10:30. It was insane. I mean, I guess it's not that insane. It's just uncommon. Just sucks for him. But I guess that's what they do. They just work their ass off.
Well, he's getting some overtime, so I'm sure he's
fine. When are you guys going to start drone deliveries?
I would hope soon, so I don't have to fuck with so many packages at nighttime. That'd make my job
easier.
That'd
be great. Is that a realistic thing? Are they talking about that, or you have no idea?
I don't know. Supposedly Amazon's talking about it, but I doubt it.
No, I mean,
because
it's definitely going to happen.
Because we got to fucking deliver so many goddamn Amazon Prime packages, it's fucking ridiculous. So have to do half
Amazon
their shit, how are they going to do their own shit?
Isn't Amazon like the number one thing that you guys deliver, I would imagine?
Oh, dude, there's all kinds of stuff that fucking we get shitloads of. Way back in the day.
Really?
One of the trailers that I used to have to send stuff down into would get fucking straight shots, and straight shots basically just like a whole shitload of one thing. Straight shot of fucking American standard fucking toilets, dude. I'm talking 60 fucking pound fucking toilets by the fucking hundreds, dude. So I'd rather much handle a fucking 3 ounce fucking box from Amazon Prime that's got some stupid little bullshit in there than fucking a toilet.
Oh, man. Well.
But the thing that the one package that pisses me off, and we get them by the shitloads during Christmas time, and I've mentioned this probably every fucking Christmas that we've been doing this fucking show, or I've been doing the show, is fucking those goddamn Fisher-Price fucking mechanical fucking trucks. I hate them on principle for the fact that all my shit had to have a fucking pedal. I didn't have no goddamn battery-operated truck that could hit fucking like 4 miles an hour. Fucking FM, AM radio, fucking rims, Bluetooth compatible. It's like, I had a fucking big wheel, dude. And these fucking kids get to have fucking F-150s and fucking...
So is it that the packages are very difficult to deliver, or is it simply that you're jealous of a children's toy?
Both, because you could fit like 3 Brian hours in those packages, maybe 4.
Damn. Well,
yeah.
Then I'm putting a shout out to all the people You guys got to order a shitload of those through San Antonio specifically and ask for Ed to handle them. Put C-O, Ed, whatever his last name is, San Antonio. You know, you got it. He'll thank you for it.
I'm going to run you over with the frozen Corvette.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, well, that movie Frozen, so, you know, they're not exclusive to boys. They have the chick lines, so
they have a fucking
convertible Corvette with fucking Anna and Elsa from Frozen on there, and they got their fucking FM radio and Bluetooth, and they got rims.
Well,
it's like, what the fuck?
I changed my mind. I didn't realize they had a Frozen Corvette. I will, in fact, be ordering 10 myself. Well, I'm going to need three. Oh, I got three dogs. It's going to be hilarious to see them driving.
Yeah. You're going to probably train them to try and run over your poor wife, too.
Oh yeah. My life partner, as we call him.
Yeah.
Jeez, Ed. Jeez, shitting on my gimmick. Come on, man.
You're the one who had to become a trophy husband. I don't know.
Are you gonna see your brother, your weird runner brother?
I actually don't want to talk about my brother right now.
All right, never mind.
That's kind of a long story. I don't want to get into it right now. But
all right.
Hey,
why didn't you do the Shimmer report for? Why didn't you do the write ups? Just got too busy and whatever.
I got too busy with work and I'm just so fucking tired after. Maybe I'll do it after the new year. But yeah, I just have not felt like sitting down and writing for like an hour, dude. It's just fucking, this month sucks, dude. Like, seriously, it's just I work at the UPS and then I go do my paper route, and it's funny because like basically my paper route's in four sections, so I'll do one section, I stay in the car. When I get to the second section, I have to get off to fucking port some of these fucking papers. And in the time sitting from fucking work to there, something happens to my hips, and my hips fucking lock up into fucking different directions. And I walk through these fucking houses like I'm a 90-year-old man. It fucking sucks, man. So, yeah, I haven't done anything extra out of work. At all.
And how old are you?
Oh, slightly older than you.
Well, I wanted you to notice. I'm sure you noticed that your happy birthday went into the daily update, despite a threatened takedown.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? It was at the very bottom. Whatever. I promise you, it was on there. I know because it was left on by my amazing editor Joe Currier, who is now a big boy and a graduate of college, and want to congratulate him on graduating from Arizona State or whatever the fuck. Good job, Joe. But it was absolutely on there.
Now I got to go back and look and find it. But who threatened to take it down?
There's always a threat. It's just, you know, if I put up bullshit, it'll just get taken down and I won't even notice it.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like it'll just be taken down after I put it up. Someone will go through and be like, oh, that shouldn't be there, and they'll take it down. So, but it made it for I'm pretty sure it's still there. But regardless.
We'll see. I guess, you know, after getting all these angry texts from people like Alex Goff complaining about the newsletter on certain days, not the newsletter, the daily update on certain days, they're dropping the hammer on your ass.
What was Goff complaining about?
I guess he just doesn't like the jokes you throw in there.
I know. I love it. People get pissed when I make commentary. Like, we're talking about professional wrestling. It's gonna be all right.
Professional wrestling serious business. That's your buddy Rover. He's another one of the guys who hated your updates.
I don't give a fuck. Guess who's reading who? They read my shit. I don't know who the fuck. I mean, I like Goff. I got nothing against him. You think I fucking give one shit what Robert thinks of my daily update?
Well, the thing is, nobody knows you're writing the daily update. They just think Dave woke up on the wrong side of the bed and smoked some crack or something.
Well, anyway, regardless.
So anyway, what are you doing for fucking Christmas?
Well, let me see here. Now that I realize it's on Sunday, I am going to wake up probably around noon and take my two therapy dogs over to the retirement community, which is about 15 miles from my house. I take them on Sundays. And they go into the old folks' home and get petted and loved on for a little bit. And that's it. And I'll probably go to the gym.
So you think any of the old people have diddled your dogs?
Not diddled.
No Red Rockets?
No. Hendo is neutered. Nisha is also spay, and they are super adorable, and the old people, like, hold her like a baby, and they, you know, it's pretty cool, but that's super gay to talk about.
Yeah, and you don't have to do it, so, you know, I'm sure you're happy about it.
No, I do have to do it. I don't have to do it, but I'm going to do it.
No, you don't cuddle your dogs. You're a mean person. I'm sure you beat their ass, and that's why they like going to the old folks, because they're the only people that are nice to them.
Oh, I see. Yes. You're right. They say, take me away. Take me away from this hell. This hell where I
poor
have 19 beds and 3 serving places and 4 water dishes and an in-and-out porch for you precious animals. Dominated my life.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, your wife paid for all that, not you.
So what? Not about who paid for it. It's about the dogs having a super cushy lifestyle here.
So what's your wife doing for Christmas? I guess she's going to go take herself to the spa, get herself pampered, get away from you, have an actually happy day.
She is on call, so she will be working. That's why it's not a very exciting day, and I don't really give a fuck about Christmas. But then I'm probably going to be driving up to St. Louis a couple days after that to get together with the actual family.
How are you going to drive up to St. Louis from St. Louis to south of fucking Knoxville, Tennessee? You're going to be driving down. Get that shit right.
Yes. I won't embarrass you, Ed. I'll agree that yes, Knoxville is in fact north of St. Louis. Anyway, yeah. So then I'll be going up to St. Louis and then maybe go down to Clearwater and hang out there, or maybe over to Jacksonville, Florida. So I don't know. I like it warm, man. I don't like fucking being in the cold.
Yeah, I know how you are. You're crying like a little girl that one time you came to town and wasn't in that cold.
It was like 50 degrees, and I used to live on a tropical island.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. The other day, it was crazy, dude. Fucking, you know, it's been kind of cold, like how it was when you were here, maybe a little more colder. But
yeah.
On Saturday, it fucking, like, warmed up, like, where it was actually warm, and I had to have my fucking car AC on when I was driving, and I was wearing, like, a T-shirt to wear that had, like, jackets on the days before. So anyway, I was going to Austin to a fucking indie show. So I get there, it's fucking hot, this show, and then this fucking was the longest wrestling show I've ever been to in my goddamn life, because the show lasted 6.5 hours. It was longer than back when they used to film like 3 Raws and on one show. And so it ended, and we get out, and we have to walk to my car, and it went from like fucking 70 to like fucking 30 over the course of this fucking wrestling show, dude. And I only took a t-shirt because like I say, it was fucking hot, and I thought it was going to stay that way, and I almost froze to death. It was crazy.
Man, indie wrestling sucks when it's too long. It sucks already, kinda, but it really sucks beyond 2.5 hours. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
And it was Saturday, so I still had it. And this was in Austin, so I still had it. It was Saturday. I still had to drive home to do the fucking Sunday paper. Basically, I was going straight to do that. And I'm looking the whole time. I kept looking at my watch because I was going to have dinner with fucking Diva Bates and Mia Yim after the show. And I'm like, okay, if the next match only lasts fucking 10 minutes, I'll have 2 hours. And then I'm like, okay, hour and a half. Okay, 1 hour maybe, possibly. I don't know. Fuck the paper. They're just going to have to get the shit late. It was crazy.
You watched the pay-per-view on Saturday? Or, I'm sorry.
On Saturday?
The Fox special, the UFC?
No, I was at that fucking indie show, dude. And I forgot to tape it. Besides, it would have broke my heart if I would have saw it live or something.
Yep. Your girl did not look good at all.
Well, my girl is the highest rated person on the show, not named Conor McGregor or Ronda Rousey. So fuck all the haters. Paige Van Zandt still number one.
She ain't going to be for long. She keeps losing.
She's hot. She'll keep drawing ratings no matter what because she's fucking hot.
You're
probably
right.
Who cares about fucking fighting ability? Who cares about fucking fighting ability? It's all about how hot you are.
Not in the sport of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. It's very clearly stated in the name.
Yeah, but like they're
ultimate
more thicker than WWE
fighting,
now.
Like
they have
friendship.
They have fucking all these interim titles. They're going to introduce a fucking title with no actual fighters except the one who just failed a fucking drug test.
Yeah, they're doing some dumb stuff, aren't they? It's fun. It's
yeah.
fun time for
I mean,
UFC. They're fucked.
It's like first they after all these years they caved in. Okay, we'll give you a 145 title, and then the bitch is like, well, I can't make it. Bitch knew she was failing the fucking drug test. That's what the fuck happened. That's why she turned shit down, maybe hoping it wouldn't come out or whatever. But
yeah.
So they're
yeah.
introducing a fucking title with two chicks that aren't even in that weight division. Or a chick who just fucking got popped for us. Well, it wasn't steroids, but whatever. Fucking still illegal and shit.
It was something you would do, something you would use to cheat. So, yes. While not a steroid, it was would be indicative of you, of prior use of one. Call it that.
Yeah, like, basically, it's like she got busted taking Stacker 2 or something.
Yeah, but but real. A real diuretic. And I don't know why we need another title. Like what the fuck? Like who cares? Like we already make a 125 pound championship. I thought they had one. I thought they had a 125 pound championship. Like why are we making the women 35-15? That's stupid.
Right.
I agree.
They have a possible division where they could have at least 15 to 20 fighters right out the start, and they're doing it for a division that's got one fighter.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they need people to main event pay-per-views, and so they want Cyborg defending in championship bouts. It'll draw. She did a great rating whoever the fuck that was.
Well, when she gets off her suspension, they should just do the instead of having a specific weight division for her, they could have the open title, and they could have like the first title could be her against fucking Gabby Garcia.
That's an idea. If I was Rhonda, I'd never fight her. I would never fight her, just on principle.
And if for some reason, like, she did agree to it, and then, like, it came down to the day of, and she fucking, like, missed weight or something, I'd be like, fuck you, I'm not fighting, whatever, give me my money. That really pissed her off.
Yeah, are you gonna check out Rhonda this Friday?
I'm debating, I don't know. I don't know, I have a feeling she's gonna get blitzed really early or something. I think it might be over for Rhonda.
You ordered on your computer?
Well, if I was gonna get it, I was gonna order the pay-per-view, but
Okay. Cause I
tried watching the last pay-per-view on my phone through one of my streaming websites, and it just like fucking buffered every 2 seconds, so it wasn't worth it. Are you there?
Hold on.
I mean, hold on. This is a live TV show. You're screwing things up.
This is a live TV show. Damn it, then.
I mean, a live fucking internet podcast, not TV show. Sorry.
Yeah, hold on. My buddy just sent me this horrible photo of some infection he has. He wants me to show my wife what it is. Ask what it is. So I'm going to.
What happened, Matt? Seidel stepped on some shit in the shower, and now he's got fungus all over his foot.
No.
Okay, it was Roddy stepped in the shower at NXT, and now he's got some fucking funky fungus on his foot.
No. Have you been watching NXT?
Dude, I haven't watched NXT in fucking. I saw most of the last takeover, but NXT sucks, dude. It hasn't been the same since they stopped losing. They stopped using blue pants. It just totally went downhill after that.
Well,
and then I hear your boy's already jobbing out like the last couple times he's been on TV.
Oh really? I haven't seen one bit. Yeah, who cares? I mean, they're gonna bring him up soon enough. They know they want him on the main roster. So,
speaking of, what's going on with the Rumble?
What do you mean?
You said you're going to get back to me on the Rumble. Get back to me on the Rumble.
Okay, off the air I will. But yeah, looking unlikely. I ended up having to take all my days off of work. So I'll explain why I'm off the air.
Well, just because you're not going doesn't mean you can't have your friends hook me up with the fucking tickets they're probably going to get you. So, you know.
I think this is sold out.
What sold out?
Isn't it? Isn't the Rumble sold out?
Fuck no.
Oh, it's going to be
fucking
like that monstrous. Yeah. They're not going to sell out, are they? Why are they doing this?
No. I had this one dude texting me, and he's like, "Ed, the prices on Scalp Hit, on Scott, Stot Hip, whatever the fuck it is, what is
StubHub,
are a lot, so-and-so, do you know anyone with extra chicken?" I'm like, dude, the fucking dome, just check Ticketmaster. What the fuck are you going to a scalp for right now for anyway? And then he's like, texting me back, and apparently I guess there's a bunch, because he's like, oh, I didn't fucking realize there were so many seats and shit. It's like, huh, the fuck?
Yeah. It's at the Alamo Dome, right?
Yeah.
First play, right?
That's first played a while back.
Yeah, they used to play, yeah. And what's the new place called?
The AT&T Center.
Okay, that's right.
That's the one we went to, where Seidel got recognized by the usher, but the usher was like, yeah, you're not important enough to get moved up.
You bought common tickets. You will sit with the commoners.
Yeah, that was fucking funny.
I think he's at some sort of wrestling. What? He's at Colt Cabana's show tonight. I don't know what the show is though. Does he do stand up?
Who, Cabana?
Yeah.
Something wrestling
related.
Yeah, a little bit. He was on that show I went to Saturday. And it was funny because fucking like they had like the we got there right before the show, so you know how they're out there selling their gimmicks before, but they had all pretty much gone to the back, but you could see whose area was where. And you get to this one side and there's like an empty space and there's just the notes on the table that says, "The airport lost my luggage. Maybe they'll find it before the end of the show. Sincerely, Coco Cabana." And then a little bit after he wrestled, after the intermission, he comes sneaking around the side with his big old suitcase. So apparently they got it. They brought it in so he was able to sell his gimmicks and shit.
God, he is a hustle machine, isn't he?
Yeah, he's him and Joey Ryan. Joey was on the show, too. Those dudes are fucking carnies. Joey Ryan sold like a 2-cent lollipop for $80 to some fans before the match.
For what? Explain.
Okay, Joey Ryan pulled this little lollipop out of his fucking trunks where his dick is, and then it was, "Who wants my lollipop?" And people go, "I want your lollipop," and people wanted the lollipop. So the next thing you know, an auction broke out, and some dude went all the way up to $80, and Joey went over there and got the $80 and stuck the lollipop in the dude's mouth.
Wow. That's the guy who's like porn star gimmick, right?
Yeah, yeah. And he was wrestling Mia Yim, so the whole match he's fucking yelling at her to grab his dick and trying to put her in an armbar and trying to get her to fucking grab his shit.
Mm.
And the big climax the big climax of the match is Leva Bates made a surprise appearance, so they double teamed his ass. And Leah went for the sunset flip and pulled his trunks down to where just his thong was showing and his whole ass was hanging out. And Mia Yim got his lollipop and shoved it up his ass. And that caused Joey to lose the match and shit.
Nice. No, what I was going to say was I was listening to, I can't remember what show, but they were talking about the PWG show, the mystery show, and Candice LeRae wrestled, right? She wrestled Trent, right?
Yeah, she was on it. I don't know who she wrestled.
No, she wrestled Trent, I'm sure. But she's the one that does the dick grab suplex or whatever it's called.
The pussy grab suplex, not the dick.
I thought she did it to
the
dudes.
Or the balls flex. Yeah, balls flex, but she does it to the dudes.
Yes, yes. And so
she was supposed to be on that show. She was supposed to be on that show on Saturday, but she got held up in like Phoenix or somewhere and didn't make it in time for the show. But after I had ate with Leva and Mia, I dropped them off at the hotel, and in the lobby was like Joey and Matanza. Matanza was fucking eating Domino's pizza in the lobby of Holiday Express. And Candice, so she got there. She didn't get there in time for the show. But yeah, Matanza was there. He wasn't, dude, he's in Texas, and he's doing Jeff Cobb. It's like, who knows who Jeff Cobb is? Be goddamn Matanza. There's a bunch of Mexicans in the audience. Come on now.
He only plays that for that one thing.
He didn't eat anybody's face off either, so that kind of was disappointing.
Oh, that's bullshit. Speaking of eating faces off, does Sharkboy still wrestle?
I haven't seen Sharkboy wrestle in forever.
I mean, but have you seen his name anywhere? No?
Not really.
Sad. I thought there was going to be some big things for him that one time he appeared on SmackDown.
Yeah. Well, he had a run in TNA where he was fucking Stone Cold fucking Sharkboy.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. And then he got fat. No, you know what? He came in on TNA some time ago, and he was fucking fat.
Yeah.
And the gimmick was that he was fat. That he got fat. Only the Shark, all they do is eat, so, you know.
Yeah.
Dude, and this show also had... I take it you watch ROH since you have... buddies that work there, like that dude Donovan Dijak. He's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay.
Yeah,
he wrestled Tessa Blanchard. So there was about a foot and a half difference.
Oh, that would have been badass.
Dude, it was crazy, dude. And he fucking gave her like 50% of the match. So she's doing all these fucking high spots. But they got a little out of hand. Fucking, they were on the outside. They were on the ring apron, but on the outside of the ropes. And Tessa went to give him a reverse hurricanrana to the floor. And it looked a little funky while they were in the air. So they survived. Tessa survived, but it looked a little scary. I kind of was like scared that we'd seen the end of Tessa Blanchard. And the coolest part, though, was like we had like a diagonal or something to where they would come out through the curtain from where we were sitting on the opposite end. And you know how the curtain, you know, doesn't close all the way. There's always a couple inches. Well, you could see her proud poppy, Telly Blanchard, watching the whole match through the curtain and shit. And I'm sure
when she did the
reverse hurricanrana, he was probably like, what the fuck? I never did shit like that.
God damn it. Use a knee drop.
And shit. But yeah, if you can get past the absurdness of the size difference, it was actually pretty badass.
I had a few occasions in my wrestling career where I got to actually wrestle against a female, and you get a little cocky because they're so light and limber, and you just want to like, hey, what if we did like a second, you know, like what if we did a double, you know, whatever this is, try something extra difficulty because you can throw this chick so high in the air. And it was probably one of those cases where Dijak was like, this girl's like 90 pounds. I'm a fucking jacked-ass dude. Like, it, nothing could go wrong. But whatever.
Something went wrong. Dude, well, this show was just so crazy, just in everything. Like, okay, the name of the promotion is
Wrestle
Circus.
Circus.
Yeah, Wrestle
yeah.
Circus. And on the poster, they put the greatest show on earth. Yeah, well, Ringling Brothers wasn't happy about that shit and got their fucking Facebook page frozen and shit, and they had to keep changing the name over and over and over and over again until they finally made Ringling Brothers
so
fucking
easy.
Happy.
You just call it the greatest show on earth, like Ludacris would have spelled it.
So
there you go.
Ringling Brothers has got a hard on for a wrestling promotion that does about 500 people.
Hey, so you wanted me to go see Star Wars before we did the show, but I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, way
to
fuck
you
everything
see it?
Up, too, by the way.
I'm assuming you saw it?
Yeah, so I saw it the day it came out because I'm a dedicated Star Wars fan. Like, I thought you were, but apparently you're not because it's already been a week and you still haven't seen it, so kind of disappointed. I mean, when you texted me that you hadn't seen it, I was like legitimately hurt inside.
Yeah, I know. It's been a rough couple of weeks for me to get a minute here. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out ASAP. I mean, you sound like you want to give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, it was probably – Hidden Empire's got to be my favorite ones now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, big. That's
there's going to be some callbacks on this one that you're totally going to mark out for, like when you do see it. It's going to blow
yeah,
your fucking
okay.
mind.
Yeah. I totally will because I'm looking forward to it.
My
other buddies have been texting me. I should see it.
Yeah. Like, I should totally be a dick and ruin it for you, but I'm not because I'm a nice guy like that. But
well, okay, yeah, that'd be good. Is Darth Vader anyone's father? Don't ruin that if that's the case. What about?
Well, he could be multiple people's fathers.
Oh, that's true. That's true. It could be, yeah.
He gets some screen time on this one, so it's pretty cool.
Darth?
Fucking, yeah. James Earl Jones, man, he's made so much money off of Star Wars for his whole life, dude. I mean, fuck, dude, just from one fucking franchise, that dude. And he's done so much other shit, you know what I mean? That dude, and all he's got to do is do a voiceover. You don't even have to fucking take a bump or anything.
Yep, he's only worth $45 million.
Did you hear what happened today, though?
What? Oh, with Carrie Fisher?
Yeah, she had like a heart attack on an airplane or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they need to fucking hurry up and film those next two movies, goddammit, before she dies and fucks everything up.
I think they already filmed all of the stuff with that they were going to need from Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher. I think I heard that. Because
well, we'll
of their,
the,
a fear,
the,
fear of just
if the
this.
Third one makes any sense. Like she mysteriously disappeared because she ran off with some other galactic lesbian and shit. Left them hanging.
Just totally out of the fucking blue. I have to go be a lesbian on this new planet. Or you know what? The last we saw her was on that planet where there, where that huge-eyed woman in the weird bar was. That's who Carrie Fisher needs to be bumping beavers with on the next one. Or whatever the fuck her creature has. I want to see them scissoring. It says Carrie Fisher's condition unclear after medical emergency from USA Today. Multiple reports say she suffered cardiac arrest aboard a flight Friday afternoon. Remains unclear what her status is. But she's
well,
not
hopefully
dead.
Hopefully her midichlorians or kind of like get
yeah.
together and help and you know she'll get pulled through.
Yes. Yeah, her midichlorian count is very lacking. It looks like she definitely has the HIV is outnumbering the midichlorian at this point. Her brain is fucking mush. She shot herself up with so much. I mean, she must have been snorting so much fucking coke. That chick, her brain is ate up, and you know, that's saying something.
Yeah. It was funny because, you know, when they had when they started the new trilogy, Harrison Ford, you know, he's like, 80 years old? He still looks all fucking handsome and shit. And then they show fucking Princess Leia and he's like, goddamn, she's aged. What the fuck?
Right.
She looked like his mom and shit.
Yeah. Harrison Ford is worth $210 million, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, and he is 74. Yeah.
Well, he's dead
now,
so it doesn't matter.
Right, I know. Or is he? Maybe he wasn't cut in half.
He wasn't cut in half, he was shot. No, he wasn't shot, he was stabbed.
He was cut in half.
He wasn't cut in half. You're thinking of fucking Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn?
Yes, yeah.
I dude, Harrison Ford was fucking cut in half.
He wasn't cut in half.
Was Han Solo cut in half? Yes.
Oh, you're lying.
That's what it says.
You're lying. Well, how am I going to prove you wrong? I can't see what you're making up on your Google screen.
It just says, yes, you are right. Ed is wrong. Han Solo was cut in half. Google out. You could maybe Google translate it into Mexican. Oh, Han Uno cut in half. Come on, that was a good one.
No, it wasn't. He's never had a good one. What are you talking about?
Han Uno is funny. What would Skywalker be? Come on. What's
Skywalker? I don't fucking speak fucking Spanish. What the fuck? I'm only slightly more Mexican than Brian, to be honest.
Oh, you want to take it back? You don't want Paisley to have a quincienta or whatever? What do you guys have?
Cienta? Quincienta?
Try to think of the quincienta. Quincierta? It was a fucking 14-year-old... Yeah, yeah. What is that?
You think Brian's going to pay for his 16-year-old daughter and all her friends to wear all these fancy dresses and come through arts and present themselves and you know.
Okay, Ed, Have you ever been to, say it again?
A quinceañera. I'm not even saying it right, but that's kind of close.
Okay, and it's
yes,
for
I've been
girls
to, I've been
only?
To a shitload of them because there's a bunch of hot young girls, there's a bunch of old parents dressing hot trying to keep up with their daughters and shit. It's fucking, they're cool. People, there's a lot of drinking.
This is a birthday party, right?
Yeah, it's like when they turn 16 or something.
Both boys and girls or just girls?
A quinceañera is just for a girl.
Hmm. So it's like her sweet 16.
Well, I guess now that, you know, it's becoming so acceptable to be gay and shit that there might be some, you know, gay quinceañeras coming up in the near future.
Yeah. We wouldn't want those fags having fun on their 16th birthday. We want them being miserable.
I was saying it in a good way. You had to go there. Jesus Christ, dude. Damn.
Oh, you're saying, yeah, we're going to have a lot more quinceañeras? Well, look, hey, if the world could only improve if we have more quinceañeras. So I'm voting for more of those.
There, it's a hell of a party, dude, so. Yep. Mm. So anyway, I forgot what we were fucking talking about in the first place.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, well, we can't really talk about it because you haven't seen it, but, yeah. It's,
yeah, okay, fucker. Yeah.
I give
well,
it
I'm sure
the Dave Meltzer 5 stars.
5 stars, huh? Fuck yeah, okay.
Not 4.5, not 4.75. I'm giving it the Dave Meltzer 5 stars.
Are there lightsabers?
Actually, well, Darth Vader has a lightsaber, of course.
Okay. That's good enough. Is there any? Oh yeah, you said there'd be some callbacks. Okay, yeah, no more spoilers. That's good. I'm pumped.
Now I'm so tempted just to throw everything out there, not just to give you some fake ones, just so you'll be pissed off and then be waiting for it to happen and never happens and shit.
You're like, oh my god, Bubba Fett fucking fucks Carrie Fisher in the ass. Oh, it was amazing. I don't know why I had to go. Anal rape. Well, you know, Carrie Fisher, rest in peace. You know, you made many a teenage boy happy in your gold bikini scene.
You know that Journeys. I think Disney's like banned the golden bikini or something for being too sexist or something. It's like, what? Fuck you, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I'll just pretend like I have any idea what you're talking about.
Like, they're not going to, like, sell anything with, like, the golden bikini.
Oh, okay. It was a costume or something. And we're not doing the Princess Leia slave ship outfit, right?
Yeah. You can't, now you know how you can go take a picture with Snow White, Cinderella. You can't take one of fucking Leia in the fucking gold bikini.
I gotcha. That's some bullshit.
You can still take a picture with the Little Mermaid in her fucking seashell fucking titty things, but, you know, no gold bikini.
Yeah, but see, Little Mermaid doesn't have a vagina. That could be, you know, so it's 50% less sexy. So, you know, no
she
one
has to have a vagina somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just not where you can see it. But, you know, she was born. How did she get born if her mother didn't have a fucking vagina?
Yeah. Okay, Ed, clearly you didn't read the story's canon. Yeah, she was born a woman, but then, no, she was born a fish. But then, for some reason, fish people were alive. I have no fucking clue what happened in Little Mermaid. Didn't she become a chick?
For like a little bit, I think. Well, since we're already being perverted about Disney princesses, name your top three Disney princesses you'd like to bang.
Moana.
You would pick the little girl if all the other ones are like adults.
Come on, that's funny.
That's not funny.
Pocahontas, Jasmine, and Snow White. Always, the homeliness of Snow White always did it for me. But you know, I think one of the nice one in Frozen, that one.
Yeah, I'd actually pick the nice one in Frozen, Belle and Jasmine. I was disappointed in Mulan. You know, when I heard there was going to be an Asian one, I got excited. But you know, they didn't make her as hot as she should have been. Very disappointed in Disney for that.
So, is Pocahontas one, or did I just make that one up?
She's one. I do Pocahontas, but she's not my top three.
Huh. Yeah, no, I like dark skin. I like the mocha colors. That's what I like. But you know, why haven't they done an Asian princess? Oh wait, that's what you're saying.
We're just talking about Mulan, you jackass.
Okay, yeah, I forgot. Well, I didn't actually see Mulan. I haven't actually seen any of these movies. Other than, of course, the Little Mermaid, which I had to watch probably 3,000 times, babysitting my cousin. You know, it was one of those movies. But, yeah. Do you want to keep going with these fictional characters? Or how about... How about fighters?
Fighters that what we bang?
Yeah, your top three fighters.
Well, Paige Van Zandt, obviously number one. Number two would probably be, even though I'm very upset with her right now, the Karate Hottie. And that would be two, and three would be Misha Tate's big titties.
Oh yeah, Misha Tate would be on my list. I don't think Ronda would. Ronda doesn't do it for me.
She's too mean all the time. She's got a resting bitch face.
Yeah. Not Amanda Nunez, but there's some other Brazilian chick.
Holly Holm, she's got that ponytail because, you know, you can just grab that ponytail and just fucking start going up and down real fast.
Not Claudia Gadelha. Was it Claudia? Yeah, that's who. Yeah, Claudia Gadelha. Yeah, that's who. I really like her. She's hot. She's Brazilian mixed martial artist.
Okay. It's too bad Joanna's so fucking ugly. Imagine if fucking
her body's
Joanna
bad.
Looked like Paige Van Zandt. You'd have fucking the fucking fighter and the fucking hottie. But she looks got that fucking pterodactyl nose and shit.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. Anyway.
Joanne Carter was kind of cute.
Yeah, she is. I think Krista Zinski or whatever the fuck, she was kind of hot too. None of the chicks look good, like, on their way to the cage. I don't think so.
Except for Paige Van Zandt.
Yeah, but her hair looks terrible, too. Like, and they all look terrible with mouthpieces.
I know, mouthpieces and the fucking braids, it's just like, it kind of got to go.
Yeah. You know, they should just fight with their hair down, man.
The what?
They should just fight with their hair down.
Hold on, I'm getting a text from Stevie asking if we're doing the show, so he needs to know if he needs to upload it. So let me tell him that we're still doing it.
Okay. Well, we can wrap it up because I got to deal with some shit right now. So
record. All right. So I guess we can go ahead and end it. So now he'll think it's going to be a while, and we'll just have it all ready for him to go.
All right, man.
But maybe we'll do a show next week. I have no idea what the hell my other co-hosts are doing. I haven't done a show with Craig in I don't know how long, and Couture's disappeared for like 2 weeks, so So maybe we'll have something. If not, maybe we'll talk to everybody next year. And I didn't think you were very good on the show, so I'm not going to do the drunk cats theme. I'm just going to do this one just to make you happy.
You fucker up.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done?
What have you done, dude?
Another year over. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. A very Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. I'm emotional here. Thinking about Christmas. Oh, fuck, damn wrong thing.